This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Ride, Captain,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks to our military men and women who are also listening to us around the world tonight. Plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, let's finish our discussion about Operation Varsity Blues, which was the federal program that brought down, what, about 50 people. Some of them are celebrity parents and coaches at some of the esteemed colleges and academies across the country.
Correct. Now, this Rick Singer fellow who created this charity, by the way, stood up a court last night, and he actually pled guilty. So that means that I guess that he's going to cooperate. So you have charity fraud, you could have wire fraud, you may have tax fraud, because these people were giving monies for this under the guise of giving it to a charity, which was never really a charity to start with.
Right.
You know, so there's lots of other things that are in play here. And, you know, each case could be a little different. They're going to have to re-examine the SAT and the ACT administrators and those procedures. They're going to have to look at NCAA rule. I mean, this is a wide-reaching operation here. So I do want to make a correction under Sasha and Malia's implication in this. It just happens to be that they're it was their tennis coach, and then there was a Yale women's soccer coach that was part of this. So I just want to make that distinction and make sure that I get that one right.
Okay, but we're not talking specifically about the Obamas being caught up in this, not doing
no,
any.
No.
It's just a coach is caught up in
correct.
This.
Correct.
Yeah, and we're going to find out about a lot of this, and as the daylight and the smoke settles and the daylight sun rises here from the east, we're going to find out more about IMG and what took place there, because that's right here in our backyard.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, there's Yale, there's University of San Diego, University of Texas, Wake Forest, UCLA, USC, trying to remember all the schools, but again, this is clearly not quite over with yet. We're going to probably find out a lot more. But the indictments and the criminal complaints are in my, you know, I got those two documents, so I just didn't have time to read all of them.
Would you say it's 200 pages long?
Yeah, at least. So, I just skimmed them, but, you know, some gave 400,000, some gave a half a million, you know, some gave 25,000, you know, it was, and then what this cat Singer paid these people, and I mean, you know, for, some of the students, some of the kids themselves may be just as guilty. I don't know if they can be charged because they were literally taking pictures of athletes off the internet and then superimposing their child's faces on those pictures off the internet.
Well, one kid was reported got a tennis scholarship, and they didn't even play tennis.
Well, they did play tennis, but their record was 2-8, and they were ranked in the state of California like 277, which kind of means nothing in the state of, I mean, in high school. But they never played under USTA, which is United States Tennis Association sanctioned tournaments.
Wow. Well, there's going to be more heads that are going to fall here. But what's amazing is the who's who list of the movie stars and some of these big corporate CEOs that are involved in this. And like you say, it could wind up being an Internal Revenue thing before it's all said and done.
Yeah, because we don't know if there was, you know, tax deductions. I mean, again, this goes back to 2011.
Well, if I paid $6.5 million to a charity, this sure as hell would be a deduction.
That's my point.
Yeah, there you go. Now, very quickly, before we have to move on and the break's coming up on us and all that sort of stuff, the mood of the country right now is such that we've got the left and we got the right. We don't seem to have anybody in the middle. And then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, Mr. Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, comes out and says, well, I'm going to give it a shot in 2020, according to The Hill. Now, I think that's being done to try to bring the Democratic Party back to some centralization, if you know what I mean.
I think it's a trial balloon, just to see, you know, what the opposition is, to see if, you know, what kind of segment of the voting population that he would necessarily get. I'm not completely convinced he will do this. I could be wrong.
Oh, I just got a note from Christine down in Sarasota, and I'll just leave it at that. She says one of her friends feels that her son did not get into Georgetown University because the tennis coach was holding a spot for a possible student. The soccer
Absolutely.
Coach was trying to get him in.
Happens all the time.
Yep, it sure does. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Venezuela and find out what's going on there. By the way, you heard anything about General Mike Flynn lately? Well, we did last night, and we're going to talk about that. Plus, we'll get into more stuff here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the big old USCCA logo that's right there. Find out how membership has its advantages, and also how, if you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that has all kinds of savings in it every month for you as well. All righty. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And here is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. You brought up an interesting point during the break, is that the Chinese national team has somehow or another been caught up in this Varsity Blues scandal.
No, it's not a national team. It's just that you've got Chinese that are in California that, in order to get student visas, they have to take a test which is known as a test of English as a foreign language.
Uh-huh.
And in order to pass that test, they would get other people to take the test for them. So, we have the same kind of thing going on. So, if you've got, you know, the United States requires foreign citizens who want to enter the United States under a temporary basis to study at a college or university.
Right.
To get in what is known as an F1 visa, they have to obtain a student visa, and they have to apply to the school, whatever school it is.
Okay.
And they have to have English language skills, so they have to take a test. Well, we have a bunch of Chinese here that are trying to get in, and they're paying these other people to take the test for them, and they pay as much as $400 for somebody else to take the test, and those monies are paid via PayPal or Venmo. So,
wow,
we have the same kind of thing going on.
Mm. Now, let's talk about Venezuela, because yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that the U.S. was pulling out all of the embassy workers out of Venezuela, blamed Cuba for the causing part of the crisis that was going on, as well as Venezuela. We still know they're having problems with the power, problems with the water, but Venezuela, the government, is also targeting Mr. Guaido with some power returns in different areas. Don't know where it's returning at, but it certainly isn't where Mr. Guaido's been.
Well, the reason that we're pulling the Americans, otherwise known as the diplomats, that envoy that is in Venezuela is because the home country is supposed to provide housing and or protection outside of the embassy for, you know, diplomats. And Maduro said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. So that's the reason we're pulling the people out. We can't make sure that they, you know, have that security or that safety net. So that's the reason that the U.S. State Department decided that we're pulling the people out of there. As far as the power goes, the grid is terribly unstable, antiquated, and outdated. So the power, you know, there is some power, but it goes on and off in certain places. It could be on one day for 3 or 4 hours in one location, then off the next, and then 3 days later it's back on over there again. So it's just the way that they are transmitting the power. But another thing that's really quite interesting that went completely unnoticed, this actually happened last week, is the former vice president of Venezuela, who is also Syrian, by the way, was a drug kingpin and violating sanctions all over the place, was actually arrested, Tarek Zaidan al-Assemi. he and a couple other people. So we were able to get him. It'll be very interesting to see where that necessarily goes and what we're going to get out of him.
Where were they arrested at?
Let's see. Apparently, I think... I'm trying to see if I can tell you that specifically. Venezuela. He was arrested along with several other people, but I think it may have been Quintero, Florida. Blah 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 blah. The case is being handled by the Southern District of New York. Apparently, out of New York, but I'm not convinced of that. Out of a airport.
All right.
But I could be wrong.
Now, let's talk about General Michael Flynn, who has been kind of sitting in limbo. And now we're hearing that he is asking for a little bit more time before being sentenced. But we're hearing that there's some sort of investigation going on behind the scenes as to some of the witness testimony against him, because these are some of the same people that have been caught up in the lying to the Senate and House committees.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think's going on here?
Well, we know that Tom Mueller has delayed his sentencing twice. And now Flynn has asked himself for it to be delayed. So all the reasons why, I mean, maybe they're doing this just to tidy up some last-minute things before the Mueller operation comes to a complete close. We're told that, you know, within 2 weeks or so that the Mueller report should be out. Now, the Mueller team is funded, I think, through September, but that doesn't mean that it stays in place until September. Or it may, just to be able to collect, you know, all the documents and all that and turn it over to the government. Now, another interesting thing is the Lisa Page testimony has also now been released.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several key things in the Lisa Page testimony. I was trying to get through the Bruce Orr testimony the other day. I still haven't, finished it. And then on top of all that, the Lisa Page testimony comes out. What is significant in the Lisa Page testimony is that, Lisa Page was being questioned by Congressman John Ratcliffe out of Texas, and his question, kind of on a clarification question, said, okay, so let me, if I can, I know you're testing your memory, but when you say you got advice from the department, you're making it sound like the department told you, meaning the Justice Department, you're not going to charge gross negligence because we're the prosecutors and we're telling you you're not going to, meaning Hillary Clinton. And Lisa Page says that is correct. So it was Loretta Lynch's Justice Department that told the FBI to change the language in order to not charge Hillary Clinton for gross negligence of handling classified information.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So well, now we have Loretta Lynch back in the mix.
Well, Loretta Lynch should have been in the mix all the time because you and I both thought that was, you know, we're just talking about our grandkids. Yeah, right, sure.
Well, the tarmac meeting, we may know what happened in that tarmac meeting. We may not. I don't know if, any kind of that testimony will come out based on what was really going on there in the background.
Huh. Okay, well, the final thing here is the Washington Post is reporting that the U.S. is closing their international immigration offices, known as the USCIS. I'm not sure that's such a great thing or such a bad thing. What do you think?
I don't know that. I saw a snippet of that. I don't know the specifics, so I really can't comment on it until I dig in on it. I think they may be putting it all in embassies, so it forces those people to deal with their immigration requests and issues at embassies or diplomatic posts in the home countries, but not here in the United States.
Now, you won't be on the program tomorrow night because you're going to be riding around in the back of a police car, right?
In the front of it, but yeah.
I just said that for the heck of it. Yeah, you're going to be riding around the front of it. Why? Would you want to ride in the back of a police car?
I wouldn't mind. It's all right with me.
All right, as long as I leave the windows down so you can open the door, right? But anyway, it is what it is, and we won't talk to you tomorrow night, so you have a fun ride. You're going to be 12 hours riding around Pinellas County in a sheriff's vehicle.
Yes.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
All right,
thank you very much, and Denise will be out and about, and she's going to write about her experience. I'll be right back with our next military and veterans news report.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 40 nations have grounded Boeing 737 MAX 8 airliners or ordered them not to fly in their airspace. This following Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian airliner that killed 157 people. The U.S. and Canada have not.
Airline expert Scott Meyerowitz says the Federal Aviation Administration would step in if there's an inherent problem with the plane.
The FAA is really the gold standard for international aviation safety. And they're not going to go out there and let a plane keep flying that is going to be unsafe. However, they're also not going to jump the gun without any proof and ground a plane, especially considering Boeing is the largest exporter of any American goods, not just in aviation.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 96, the S&P is up 8, and the NASDAQ is up 33 points. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, that's a suburb of Boston, and the other one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, and they can help you to become an aviation maintenance tech, and here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, the other one here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard of Tampa Bay, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential as an aviation maintenance tech, and that involves a lot of different things. You get your FAA certification, and you'll have your ticket to ride, literally. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call, 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour.
Take a tour of the place. See what they're all about. Ask a bunch of questions. See what they provide for you in their training. Because you will get tools to work with. You will get uniforms to wear. A little esprit de corps goes on there when you work on the aircraft that they have there and all the different integral parts that go along with the airplane. It's not just about fixing jet engines. All the aircraft now are very highly technical with a lot of electronics and avionics in them. You have to learn all of that. And there's all kinds of different specialties that you can do there. Now, check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Schedule the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment as a result. Now, the Army is putting a lot of its weight behind its M4 carbine and squad automatic weapon replacements in a new caliber. Those weapons are headed to the close combat 100,000 troops, such as infantry, special operations, and engineers first. Now, in saying that, the Army wants its next-generation rifle ASAP, but it still has a bunch of M4s to hand out to keep their soldiers shooting. Now, the Pentagon Inspector General is investigating allegations that a two-star Army general is retaliating against active-duty Green Beret instructors under his command who will voice concerns over his lowering of standards for Green Beret candidates. Three sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News. I certainly hope that's not the case, but the Inspector General is looking into this. And the U.S. Army is rebooting its cruise missile defense. Now, the Army is effectively rebooting a key air and missile defense program, the IFPC, to refocus on its higher-end threats like cruise missiles. And they're also taking a closer look at the Iron Dome, which is all part of what they do. We'll see how that all works out. By the way, the Navy has launched a website designed to give sailors individualized information on their advancement status, including study tips on how to boost their chances to move up in rank. In Hawaii, the Honolulu City Council is urging the State Department of Health and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to reject the military's plans to prevent leaks of enormous fuel tanks near Pearl Harbor. And, of course, Pearl Harbor is home of the 7th Fleet, amongst other folks. By the way, a verdict has been issued by Iran. Iran's judiciary has delivered a verdict against U.S. Navy veteran Michael White, who was detained last July in Iran. But so far, there's no information as to what the ruling contained is, according to a semi-official news agency inside Iran. Now, I told you about the Columbia-class submarines, and lo and behold, here we go. The Navy might want to mothball one aircraft carrier and scuttle two amphibious ships in its 2020 budget, but when it comes to fast-attack submarines, it wants to step up its game, and it's already added another new Columbia-class attack sub for 2020. We'll see how that all plays out. And a board of inquiry moved not to separate from service a sailor who the Navy had previously charged with negligent homicide for his role in the 2017 fatal collision of the USS Fitzgerald. Now, this was an officer who was slated to be removed from the Navy for his part in the USS Fitzgerald collision, but he was found to have been cleared of any responsibility. And the Air Force is talking about their latest version of the AC-130J Ghost Rider gunship. Back in the days, a lot of you remember Puff the Magic Dragon. This is Puff the Magic Dragon on steroids. And 4th Special Operations Command, 4th Special Operations Squadron, has received the new AC-130J Ghost Rider gunship. We'll see how that plays out in the days and weeks ahead. Conservationists are rallying around a pair of legislative resolutions opposing the Air Force's proposed expansion of a bombing training range that they said would threaten bighorn sheep and other wildlife at a national refuge in southern Nevada. Well, here we go again. We'll see how that plays out. And the U.S. Air Force has evacuated thousands of tons of soil, or excavated, rather, thousands of tons of soil and treated millions of gallons of water contaminated by jet fuel at a base bordering New Mexico's largest city. But state regulators say the military still has a lot more cleanup to do at Kirtland in New Mexico. We'll wait and we'll see what happens there. The Marines are in the news this morning. Marines are in the news because their anti-drone defensive system is moving towards testing right now. Failing decision by the end of the year, the Marine Corps' counter-drone defense system transitioning from an urgent operational need to a formal program of record, but the program is trying to retain its speed and agility as it moves into testing and field training right now. By the way, remember that Coast Guard officer who was arrested, the former Marine who became a Coast Guard officer stationed at the Coast Guard headquarters in D.C. He was accused of making a hit list. He's pled not guilty now. The Coast Guard officer accused of stockpiling guns and compiling a hit list of prominent Democrats and network TV journalists pleaded not guilty on Monday to drug and firearms charges. We'll see how that works out. Taiwan also, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, has requested a fleet of new fighters from the United States, but it didn't specify what type, leaving it up to the U.S. to recommend an option on their part. Also, Lockheed Martin in the United Kingdom is beginning a series of trials on a Warrior infantry fighting vehicle update for the British Army in hopes of swaying the military Ministry of Defense to push forward with a manufacturing deal. And China now officially has become the world's biggest exporter of armed drones. China is selling drones to more countries and is now the world's leading exporter of armed drones, according to a report released by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. That's got kind of an ominous name, doesn't it? By the way, President Donald Trump was proposing another big increase in Veterans Affairs spending for fiscal year 2020. But he's also reintroducing a controversial cost-saving measure that veterans groups have long opposed. We'll see where that goes and why and how. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, so don't go anywhere. Coming right back with him. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group, they have four locations to serve you: Moss Nissan in Crystal River and Newport Richey, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where you serve, you save, and also Moss Family Chevrolet, the all-new Chevrolet dealer at 16414 Northdale Mayberry Avenue, Highway, rather, in Tampa, Florida, where you serve, you save. We've had people coming from South Carolina, from Georgia, from as far away as Arizona, Canada, all points in between, even Long Island, New York, and I use that expression loosely, where Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is sitting. So check them out online, Moss Family Automotive. And when you get ready to buy a family truck, sir, you're going to come down here and save all kinds of money too, aren't you?
Oh, another, as long as four-wheel drive.
They got four-wheel drive. I got four-wheel drive. You ought to see my truck.
Yeah, it's a weird. A lot of Florida cars, just the rear-wheel drive stuff. But, yeah, up here where I live, all the hills and up and down and snow, yeah, you have to.
Sure. Now, speaking of up there and down here and all around, Operation Varsity Blues, and you are a former college athlete. You knew what it was like to get on the lacrosse team and all the different things. You knew the jocks that were there. You knew some of the stories you heard. I've known about this stuff going on for years, but to the tune to where somebody paid $6.5 million to get their kid into a certain school for a certain reason? My God.
Well, listen, I want to explain to everybody that this is nothing new. It really isn't. This is kind of shocking because of what was paid. I think this is different in the fact that you're actually paying people to take tests for you and paying off coaches and Photoshop to pretend that your kid's an athlete so that they could get onto a team to get into the school. But it has always been the case where, you know, wealthy people are able to cut a check to a school, put on a wing on a library or whatever it may be, and their kid is going to get bumped up to the front. I just want everybody to understand, and I'm hoping people understand what a scam the entire process actually is. I mean, how is it that, you know, how do you get somebody to go in and take a test for someone, the SATs? They don't check IDs. They don't make sure that the College Board's doing the right thing or change answers on these tests. The College Board, SATs, ACTs, it's a scam. It's a money-making business. My kid took his practice SAT, his PSAT, and, you know, every day we're getting emails and tons of mail from all of these schools. They sold his test grades to all these schools because they said, oh, he's capable of getting it, and they're constantly marketing to him all the time. It's like a marketing scam is what it is, and parents have to pay for all of this stuff. I wish America would wake up to understand what a truly scam higher education has become. It really is. It is a racket. All of these schools, you know what, it's fine. You want to charge all that money, that's fine. But stop calling yourselves nonprofits. You're not a nonprofit. You're a hedge fund is what you are. Each and every one of you say, oh, we got nonprofit status. You're lying, okay? You've got millions upon millions upon millions of dollars in endowments. The rackets that are being run, you know, you take a look at some of these coaches that work at these schools, recruiting kids that didn't even play the sport, okay, getting paid off. All right, so the whole thing is a mess.
Now, the other thing is the national Chinese team, some of whom their members are going to school here in the United States. In order to maintain your visa, you have to take a test. You have to show them that you understand English and you can speak and communicate, because that's part of one of the things you have to do. And the Chinese national team was hiring people to take the test, paying them up to $400 per test to get their certification so they can still stay here. And these kids, some of them still couldn't speak English.
$400 is cheap. Some of the parents are paying, the guy over at IMG to take their SATs, $10,000 to take the test.
And that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know how these Chinese kids go into class if they can't speak English.
I don't know. Maybe they use a tape recorder and they translate it. Who knows? You know, they get these.
I highly doubt that.
Don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
I'll tell you how.
They got somebody there hiring to tutor them.
Where were they going to school?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Oh, well, I guess that obviously they're not going to class. They're there to do something else. Shocker. Come on. Give me a break. You speak Chinese.
Well,
you're going to be going ahead.
These are athletes, Chris. So you would think they might be in a sports academy. Like, oh, I don't know, but I'm not going to say it. But they might be in a sports school.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know what you know, out of sports they play or where they're going to school. But, yeah, you got a major racket on your hands.
All right, now let's talk about something that's going on here that's very real. Boeing is an American company, and with the 737 MAX 8 that crashed, suddenly they've lost $27 or $28 billion of their marketing value on paper, and apparently the United States and Canada are the only two countries where the FAA is saying, no, they're okay to fly, keep flying them, we don't have any problems here, we're keeping a good close eye on them. And a lot of other countries are going, oh, wait a minute, we can't fly this plane.
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, I guess Boeing is going to be issuing some sort of software update when it comes to this airplane. The further, you know, investigation has to look in to exactly what happened, whether or not it was pilot error, whether or not the pilots were not trained properly to handle this plane and the new software. I'm reading into it and listening yesterday into some of the nuances of flying and what might have happened with the autopilot versus shutting the autopilot off, various different things. I can't really get into it because I have a difficult time understanding it yet trying to explain it. But we'll find out sooner rather than later. The reality is that when you have two crashes that close together, something's not right somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if these people were not trained properly in how to fly these planes or what, but something's wrong.
350 or 60 people that have been killed. You betcha. That certainly gets my attention. And I will tell you this. I know they'll get to the bottom of it. They did find the two black boxes, but what kind of condition were they in when a plane goes nose first into the ground?
They always end up being able to recover those to some degree in regards to, you know, when they usually recover them, they're usually able to get the information out of them. So I think that they'll figure that out quickly.
And I remember when we had a Mohawk flight that went down up in the northern part of Oswego County between Fulton and Oswego that was coming into Syracuse. They ran into weather, and they an old twin-engine jet-assisted aircraft went down. 39 people on board were killed. The black box was not black. They told us we had to look for a black box. The black box was orange.
Yeah. It's usually that. That's you're right. They call it the black box because you know the type of information and the, you know you're usually accessing that information. It's kind of a dark thing, but yeah, it's usually never the color black.
Well, we found the box. I remember the wreckage was scattered over about a mile and a half's worth of territory, but we found the box about three quarters of a mile away from where a lot of the aircraft came down. So it was I know. Yeah. All right. Let's let's talk about some things that are going on here. An Israeli bank, and I don't know who the bank is, maybe you do, is paying $195 million in U.S. tax evasion settlement money.
United States goes going after a lot of foreign banks if they help aid citizens in moving money in ways that they're not supposed to. It's probably has to do more or less with something like that. Going after European banks as well, to the tune where, you know, it's actually very, very difficult, if you're an American to actually even open up an account at a foreign bank.
Uh-huh. Now we're hearing that the U.S.-China trade talks are coming to an end and there may or may not be a deal. What are you hearing?
I'll be quite honest. I'm so sick and tired of hearing the tweets and the comments from various different people in the Trump administration. We're close. We're really close. Oh, no, we're not that close. It's annoying. I just wish they would shut up and either, you know, say nothing until something gets done. At this point in time, it's gotten kind of absurd.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself to be fairly healthy? You probably do, right?
I try.
There's a new eye exam that detects signs of Alzheimer's disease. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about that this morning. I look into that further. It's one of those things that's, this probably people, like the stuff that frightens you, and people are like, oh, I don't know, clowns and vampires or other things. That's the most scary thing in the world to me.
Well, yeah, but then again, there may be something new that people could invest in. I mean, this may be something brand new.
I'm talking, I'm not talking the test. I'm talking the actual disease. I mean, yeah, you're
going
to
know. Oh, yeah.
I always say that all the time. I said, first time to Alzheimer's, I'm going on a fishing trip and not coming back.
All righty. Well, we'll let you go, and we'll listen to your program today live across the country from 9 to 12 noon, 9 a.m. to 12 noon.
You got to have a good one.
Thanks, Chris. All right. And Chris Markowski, find out more about him and where his affiliates are by going to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Wall Street Watch. Yeah, listen to me. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. There you go. Find out more about him. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.